Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Monday, April 25th, 2022. Hello there, Butch.
Hello, Melody. I think for a second there you was trying to remember what day it was.
No, it wasn't that. No, I knew. I know exactly what day it is.
Well, that's more than
I was
I know
imitating
someday,
by.
So
I was doing
it.
That was my imitation of President Biden.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you did better than he did, actually.
Now,
so,
remember,
okay.
Imitation. Imitation.
I hear you. I hear you. Hope
and
you had a good
with
weekend.
The kind of, yeah, it did. It did. It was very, very lovely. Very lovely.
Good. Good.
So, yep-er-do. So, tough day in gold today. Well, we did hang on at the 1900 level in the New York spot price aftermarket, down 33 bucks at 1900. Silver's down 47 cents at $23.76. Platinum was down 5 at 931. Palladium down a whopping 10%.
Wow.
2,212. So, I think a lot of that whole sector was due to palladium. I mean, that's huge. And I think it's all coming from the lockdowns in China, thinking that everything is going to slow up. And, you know, I personally think those lockdowns are fake. Isn't it a great way to slow up the world economies by saying that China is locked down? Or maybe they really are locked down, but do they really need to be locked down? And it slows up the whole chain of supply, the supply chain.
Yes, it does.
And who does it hurt? Who does it hurt? Hurts us. It's good. Any nation, any country, Europe, Europeans. So, you know, when no other country is basically in any type of so-called lockdowns except China. So, anyway.
Well, China is a supplier for a lot of the world, so it does hurt.
It does hurt.
I mean,
absolutely.
It hurts big time.
So the question is it real? When no other nation is, when no other country is shut down, they're the only ones that are having all of a sudden this COVID problem that they're using it to lock down? I'm not buying it. But anyway, that's my mind. The USDX today was up 0.56 at 101.70. Again, another reason why we saw pressure on the gold prices today. Crude oil down $3 at 99.06. Paper markets, the Dow was down, 400 points? But they were able to come back and manage up 238 points. The miracle of Wall Street. $34,049. The S&P was up 24 at 4,296. NASDAQ up 165 at 13,004. Asia markets, they were down huge. Yeah, the Shanghai was down over 5%. The Hang Seng was down almost 4%. Europe was down across the board. They were all just slightly under 2%. 10-year yield, still holding around that 2.82 level. It was down a little bit. Crude, natural gas up almost 6%. So even though we saw Brent drop 3.44% at 102.98, natural gas is higher by almost 6%. And you know what? I'm getting tired of Twitter. Twitter has agreed to take Elon Musk's deal. It's like, I really don't care. You know? It's like people really believe, oh, now Biden officials are going to worry that Musk is going to allow Trump to return to Twitter. Who cares? Do you really believe? You know, everybody thinks that, oh, now free speech is going to come back to the world of the living or something. Because Musk might be buying Twitter, and he might talk a good game, but in his back pocket, he's getting government money. So, you know, how does that work? Who do you think he's really on the side of? Providing a true outlet of speech through Twitter? Or billions of dollars to make him the richest man in the world coming from our government? Which do you think is more important to him? Which, it just drives me.
It does. But, you know, people are so desperate. And I'm saying most of us are, that they'll grab on anything if there's a hope. You know, they're grasping for straws or falling off the cliff. They're grabbing a hold of clumps of grass, hoping they'll hang on. If maybe he said something will give us a glimmer of hope, and we'll jump onto it. Just like this upcoming election. Oh, we're going to have a great turnover. We're going to take back the House and Senate and the President in 24. I don't want to belittle that. And maybe there'll be some small changes to the good. But, Melody, we've been doing this for 150 years.
For what, for
years.
Twitter? He hasn't done anything yet to buy it.
Now, I'm talking about this election coming up. Everybody's saying, I say everybody's trying to grab on the glimmer of hope. Well, Musk has given a glimmer of hope, so they're grabbing hold of that straw, hoping it'll hold. Just giving something to hope for. Just like changing the Republicans and Democrats this coming election. You know, some things may change. Who knows? But how many times have we grabbed that hope and it fell through on us?
Who in the world believes that there's room for change? I mean, there's only one hope that we have. And
yes,
you have to look
true.
Up for that.
That's right.
I mean, we're past the point of any hope coming from any human being out of Washington, D.C., or any multi-world's richest man. Do you even think? That's why people think that these billionaires think like we do, that they can associate, that they can, you know, they understand. It's like...
No, they don't. Can't. No, a politician, a career politician can't understand. They can't. They've had it made in office for 8, 10, 12, 20 years. How do they understand
longer?
What it's like to live on? Yeah, or longer. How do they know what it's like to live on an income where you have to really scrimp and save to pay a bill or maybe can't pay a bill? Have skipped some once in a while. How do they know what that's like? They don't know what that's like. They have their own health care system. They don't belong to Social Security. They have their own retirement. I mean, how can they relate to you and I? That's the point of the whole. That's why the whole thing's messed up. We let this happen to ourselves. And somebody once said, go ahead.
If they could relate, they wouldn't have allowed our jobs to go overseas.
That's right.
I mean, it's just, you know, they would provide. They wouldn't have done the changes that they've done. They're totally worthless.
Well, there's no way that you're going to hold a national office unless you have inside people helping you with lots of money. That isn't going to happen. The common man is not going to be elected. He can't afford to run. That's the problem. They know that. They know that. And somebody once said that there is no political solution to a spiritual problem. And that's just the way it is. There is no spiritual solution to a spiritual problem. We have went down the wrong road too far, turn around by voting somebody in office.
And, you know, we all talk about, the election was stolen in 20, you know. You know what? The election is stolen every year by the money, by these campaigns, by these special PACs, the money that's being flooded in there by the Bloombergs. They're the ones that steal the elections. They're the ones that are corrupting the elections.
I agree.
And I mean, it's just like, it's just, grr. I'm fired up today. I'm just so tired.
I understand. I don't blame you.
If I hear Twitter one more time, I'm going to... It's a distraction.
It's frustrating.
It's a distraction. That's all it is a distraction.
I agree. I totally agree. I've been going on for a lot of years in a lot of different areas. And whether you like it or not, just the way it is. It's frustrating. And for those of us who can see it, it's really frustrating. What really was really frustrating, Melody, is I won't say you and I are the brightest bulbs in the house. If we can see it, why
can't
anybody
else see it? I am the brightest bulb because you can talk about yourself. You know, when you talk about the brightness of a bulb, you talk about yourself.
I have to say, I'm probably not, you know. I may be a 10-watt and 100-watt home. I don't know. But
I think we're pretty bright. When you can see through this and we know where we have to go, I think most people who understand, but it is frustrating.
Yes, it is.
You know, what about this headline here? We're doing so well. How about half of parents? Half of parents still financially support their adult children. Well, that's a great economy, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
That's a good sign of a good economy and everybody's doing well and so forth. From buying food to paying their cell phone plan or covering their health. Yeah, they had to change the laws to where parents, 27, they have to provide health care for their child. I was kicked off it at 18.
Me too.
You know, not by my parents, but by the policy,
no,
by the insurance company.
By the way it was, yeah. Just the way it was, yes.
And they didn't have a choice. Parents are shelling out roughly $1,000 a month on average.
I'm surprised that most parents can afford that.
Yeah. And yet 62% of adult children living at home don't contribute to household expenses at all. Well, that's a parent's fault.
I agree. Agree wholeheartedly.
So, and this is all part of our problems. You know, young people, I saw the headline, young people, you know, the free college, dump the loans. It's like people just don't even have a clue. And you know what, Butch, I'm going off the topic here. Of course, we have all beginning the program. I'm ranting today. I decided to read for pleasure this week, and I actually picked up a James Patterson book. Someone gave me a couple months ago, and I finally got to it. So I started reading his book, and I thought, well, this is going to be kind of interesting. I had no idea what it was about, but it was about the elite, and it was about human beings. And it was about when these elite get to a certain, well, we've heard Elon Musk talk about implanting chips in brains and making humans become part robotic. Well, this takes you almost to the year. It was like 2060-something, I think somewhere up and around there. So, and this is what they've done, and those were the elites. All the elites had all these implants, and they were half robotic and so forth. And their main goal was to eliminate humans because we were they called us skunks.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that movie.
Well, this was a book. I didn't know if it was ever made into
a movie.
Is there really?
Yeah, there was, yes.
But you know what? The bottom line of that as a whole is that's truly what is happening. You know, when you look at the we all know they want population decreases. They want to eliminate if you watch mainstream media, and I've been complaining about this for years and years, even the so-called analysts and hosts and so forth, they talk about the people. They talk about different groups, like we're lower than everybody else. And they have divided us, Butch, I believe, in different segments, and they have divided. It's not just division between left and right anymore. It's a division between the elite and humans. Us.
True.
We're nothing. We're here to do their bidding, and that's all. And it's a creepy book to some degree, and their ultimate goal in the end of the book is to eliminate all humans. And I haven't finished the book yet, but anyway.
Well, we do know the ultimate goal of the elite is to delete about 90% of the population. We know that's been said. Mm-hmm. We know that's written on the Georgia Guidestones. So, folks, if you think we're making this up, if you want to take a little trip to Georgia or look online, you'll find the Georgia Guidestones where it says he wants a population under 500 million worldwide. There's about 8 billion people in the world. You figure out how many that's going to be. And this is not something we said. This is written in stone. You can't deny it's written in stone. So, and this is something that we need to pay attention to. And the sad part is they're doing it.
They're
been
doing it
for years. They've been doing it for years through wars and of course, murdering unborn babies. The tune in this country, about 75 million unborn children that are not here because of that. They're doing it worldwide through famines and all manner of different ways. And folks, that believe me, the bio wars are just getting started.
And
just getting started.
We're all focused on Musk and Twitter.
Yeah.
We're so easily manipulated and moved. It's and distracted. It's just, anyway. We got a couple of minutes left of this segment.
And I just looked, as you mentioned, I looked today at the medals, and they've been taking a hard pounding. And, I mean, it's amazing how they can manipulate that. Nothing's changed to make them go down, really. I mean, not enough to make it drop like it has been. So obviously, they're manipulating. And when the markets are dropping, metals dropping also. That didn't used to be the case. The dollar losing value all over the world. Nations are going to quit using it as the world currency. You would think metal would be going through the roof, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. And I had an interesting, I'll find it. I printed it out this morning, and it was about Russia buying gold. I'll bring it up at the next segment.
Okay. Because there's so many things happening that are not making sense. There's no order now to the chaos, so to speak. You know, it used to be you could say this is happening, this is going to happen in the opposite direction, or vice versa. It's no longer the case. The market dropping is really a shock. Usually nothing affects the market. I mean, it's just, you know, it's nothing makes it move either way to speak of, except going up a little bit. But now we're seeing that also change some. So I don't know all the people behind it, and the movers and shakers. I don't know how they're doing all this. But eventually, they're going to lose control of all the finances. That's why they're going to go into the Great Reset. They're going to lose control of what we understand right now, the fiat currencies and the international exchange of monies around the world. That's going to come to an end on the Great Reset. It's going to come to an end. They'll have a new idea. They won't lose control of the economy. They'll just have to change the way they work the economy, Melody. And the world powers have no intention of giving up the economy. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, I do.
So, any way they change it, it's not going to benefit us. Get over that, people. It ain't going to change for you and me. It's going to continually get worse. I don't like to be a negative naysayer, but people, we got to face reality. The house on fire, this burn right into a corner where we are. What are we going to do? Just sit here and let it burn us up too? It's coming down. They're doing it. During the next segment, we'll start on some news headlines. They're taking it down piece by piece on purpose. And they're trying to make it look like it's for our own good, as they always have. And the masses will buy into it, as they always have. Go ahead, Melody.
We'll hear this article real quick. It's about where gold was trading this morning in rubles per gram. Which is actually below the price level where the Russian Central Bank is buying unlimited amounts of gold. And so we'll talk about that when we get back. It's short, it's brief, but important. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Back, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Heading into the break, which I was talking, this is from the National Inflation Association, and he said gold is trading this morning for 4,508 rubles per gram, which is below the price level where the Russian Central Bank is buying unlimited amounts of gold at 5,000 rubles per gram. At current gold price, all Russian gold production will go straight into the reserves of the Russian Central Bank, removing from the market all supply of the world's third largest gold producer. Ever since the Russian Central Bank began buying gold at $5,000 rubles per gram on March 28th, the ruble has appreciated significantly. Gold is most likely at or near its bottom right now and will make its next big rally after the May 4th Fed rate hike.
And I think that's right. With Russia's is no longer going to sell gold to, we'll say, the general public, to the world, absolutely, that should make a huge difference.
And everybody,
And I wonder why our government is not storing to back the dollar again. If Russia's doing it, even China's doing it, how come U.S. isn't?
Because we believe in debt.
Yeah, we do. We believe in our government, too. They'll take care of us. When we're talking about communist countries, supposedly, they're doing the right thing for the people and their economy. And we're supposed to live in a democratic republic, a free country, ha-ha. And they're ripping us a new one every day. And we sit back and take it. We left the Chinese for letting them shut them down. We left the Russians for whatever. And we're letting them do this to us. Who's really the slaves here? Who are really the ignorant ones? Now, folks, this is a question you need to ask yourself. Go ahead, Melody.
Well, you know, everybody thinks that, the May 4th Fed rate hike, that, it's bearish for gold. No, it isn't. It's popular opinion, but it's not true. An interest rate increase has on the metal, if any, is basically positive. Higher interest rates send gold lower because of increased competition from higher yielding investments. Not when all those higher yielding investments are going belly up. And higher interest rates are going to make it more expensive for people to buy things. So everything that we've talked about, the economy is not going to support that. Long-term look through historical data, there's no relationship exists between rates and gold. Heck, even in the 70s, gold prices rose sharply as we saw interest rates move higher. And hey, we saw in the 80s, and this doesn't even apply now, because we saw gold rise with declining interest rates. So, you can look at trends, you can look at certain things that gold has a relationship to, but I think with the rise in rate hike, It's not a positive sign. It is not a good sign. And it's not going to have a negative impact on gold. And everybody expects knee-jerk reactions to something. Oh, Friday the Dow was down almost on, 1,000 points. No. You have to look at why you buy gold and stay on that reason and stay on the fundamentals for gold and silver. They haven't changed, just like Butch said in the beginning of the program. You know, we had the turnaround in the markets, but what's changed? Nothing. You have all of these huge hedge funds, and which to me are just basically corrupt, but hey, they're there. They can move money, and they can make anything move. You got the Federal Reserve. Who knows what they're doing behind their secret doors? So the world is corrupt. I hate to say it. Our government is corrupt. Wall Street's corrupt. Federal Reserve is corrupt. And none of it benefits us. Only you can do what needs to be done in order to benefit you. So
that's very true.
What's next? What's next, Butch?
If it is to be, it's up to me, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, we have to do something on our own. I mean, our God will provide what we need when we need it, but we have to go out. He's not going to dump it in our lap. It's not going to happen that way. Never has, never will. You know, we have to obey him first. Even when Noah was told that he's going to wipe out the earth and they had to build an ark, what would have happened if Noah hadn't built the ark, Melody? We wouldn't be here, would we?
I was just going to say that we wouldn't be here.
No, so now his place is to our part. That's all there is to it, folks. That's all there is to it. You know, this is one of the reasons why people are not saying anything. This is another example of pure socialist ideas that are in place. Baltimore residents to get $1,000 checks in UBI pilot test. Folks, this is happening in different cities of the country. Newly elected Mayor Brandon Scott will provide unconditional payments of $1,000 a month for 2 years to low-income families in Baltimore City's newest guaranteed income pilot program, according to local news WBAL. According to statements released by Scott's office, the $1,000 a month in checks will be distributed to 200 low-income households across the metro area that struggle with violent crime and broken economy thanks to decades of Democratic leadership. 200 a month, that's 200,000, that's 200 grand a month going out to these 200 homes that they're in a household, they're in an area where I guess where there's high crime and maybe poverty. I've never seen it work yet where they took from the rich and give it to the poor to actually do anything. But anyway, the city allocated $4.8 million in the American Rescue Plan funding to finance the Baltimore Young Families Success Fund to cover for a pilot testing universal basic income. Requirements for the free money require that a person be a millennial. Now, listen to this. Be between 18 and 24 years old. That eliminates a lot of people. They maybe need a whole lot worse. Be either the biological or adoptive parents or guardians and have income at or below the federal poverty level. The free money comes with no strings attached. And they can spend it on anything. How about drugs? Anyway, commenting on the UBI test program, Scott said, "This is fundamentally about putting our families in a position to succeed. We are putting money directly into the hands of our residents because they know more than anyone else what their families need to extend the ladder of opportunity. As long as we keep giving away free money," they call free money, "there will never be a turnaround in the work ethics of this country. It is getting so hard. You know, I'm trying to find some people to help me out on the farm a little bit, take care of some things, help me build fence, different things. I can't find a young man anywhere, a young boy, who wants to go to work for a decent wage, just doing odd jobs. Isn't that amazing? But back when I was in high school, I was tickled pink in an odd job. Back when I was in school, period, I was tickled pink getting an odd job. I used to cut a lady's yard for 50 cents. Of course, 50 cents back then was real silver. So it was like, about 12 bucks an hour now. Mm-hmm. Folks, what's happened to the work ethic? Why should they work when mom and daddy foot the bill or government foots the bill? Why should they work? Any comments on that?
No.
It's frustrating, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, we see all these signs. We keep seeing how, you know, we have good news stories at the end of the week. But when you try to research good news, how it affects our finances and our social climate, there's great individuals out there. But yet, yes, Butch, there there's no... What am I trying to say? There's no... I don't know. There's just it's rare to find good stories about things improving.
Well, that's because there's not many of them out there. We find good individuals doing good things for other people, and that's encouraging. Yeah. Those good individuals are probably struggling financially, like all of us are, trying to keep things together because of what's going on in the economy. They're good people helping people. There's many, many, many good people in this country, but a lot of them are struggling. They truly are struggling to make it. So no, there's not much change in the economy. What we've got the people in power now. That's over us now. They are not going to change. No matter who you elect, it's not going to change. It's going to keep. I'm back under Reagan's administration. Everybody, we'll get Ronald Reagan in. He had the largest tax increase in history at that time. Folks, yeah. It's not going to change. Get over that. Electing somebody to office. Oh, I'm not saying that you shouldn't change them up. I'm not saying that. But don't expect all of a sudden everything be rosy again. It isn't going to happen. And here we go with more control. At World Bank Climate Talk, speaker floats end of conventional vehicle sales. Now, this is what you're talking about, folks. We know it's coming. A participant says, I'm trying to find, this is Stern of London School of Economics. This is what you're talking about. In remarks to the World Bank of Financing Climate Change event on April 21st, Baron Nicholas Stern, I like that, Baron Nicholas Stern, one of the world's most influential climate economists, spoke out about what he sees as necessary global actions on climate change, including on the sale of conventional internal combustion engine vehicles. The right kind of policies have to be put in place, including the abolition of fossil fuel subsidies, the advancement of carbon pricing, but clarity on timescales of decentralization of the grid, clarity on timescales for stopping the sale of internal combustion engine vehicles, and so on, making sure the sense of direction is clear in those ways, said Stern, who served as chief economist for the World Bank from 2000 through 2003. We know they're going to end the internal combustion engine. But Melody, if you do the figures and actually look, which most people won't, The electric car is going to cost more to operate, cost more to buy than what gasoline engines are, and it's going to be harder on the environment because it takes a lot to make electricity, and wind and sun is not going to make enough electricity to charge everything in this world, plus the new cars. It isn't going to happen, folks. We're backing ourselves into a corner where you'll have no transportation unless you walk or get a bicycle. And that's what's coming. That's what you want. Am I telling the truth on that?
You know, you are, and I was thinking about this earlier today. It's like I was running and doing some errands. It'd be awesome to have cleaner vehicles. It's awesome to have, you know, alternative sources of electricity. It would be awesome, but not in the manner in which they're doing it.
Right.
And, because their government is broke. We can't do our own research and development on the right way to do it and so forth. We have to hire out to these, you know, conglomerates that expect to handle it, and they try to pitch the people, you know, on climate change. And, you know, first it was global warming, then nobody bought that, so they had to change it to climate warming. And, you know, it was a little bit better, you know, took Al Gore's name out of the equation, and you know, so it's easier to stomach, and it's so if it was done the right way, and knowing that it was just wasn't done for greed, you know what? Hey, let's see where we can go with this. But our country's broke.
Well, we look back over their plans in the past. They're going to make things better. How many times have they improved things in any way in this country, especially economically? And since you and I've been around, you've only been around 39 years. I've been around longer than you.
But yeah, I know.
I've heard your stories. I know you have. And how many times have you seen things change for the better? Zilch. None. Nada. And it's not going to. It's not going to. And U.S. trucking downturn foreshadows possible economic gloom. Now, folks, this is out of Reuters, and I'm not making it up. Craig Fuller monitors millions of transactions between U.S. truckers and their customers as chief executive of transportation data company FreightWaves, and he does not like what he's seeing. There has been an unexpectedly sharp downturn in demand to truck everything from food to furniture since beginning of March in rates in the overheated segment that deals in on-demand truck jobs known as the spot market are skidding. Now, I did not realize this. It's basically just dropped off a cliff, said Fuller, who's concerned that the United States is at the start of a trucking recession that could disseminate truckers' ability to dictate prices and push some small trucking firms into bankruptcy. Meanwhile, investors and financial analysts worry that what will happen if the trucking slump deepens and spreads. History has proven trucking to be a possible indicator for the U.S. economy. That is because when people buy less, companies ship less, and business activity slows. The economic recessions followed six of the 12 trucking recessions since 1972, according to analysts by trucking data company Convoy. Yeah, that's a good indication. When nothing's moving, nobody's buying. Ooh. Could that mean people may start losing jobs and getting cut back on hours? Absolutely, if you can find somebody to work the hours, yeah, you're right. But I did not realize that the truck industry had taken a sharp drop right off the cliff, Melody. I didn't know that. I thought they were kind of moving along pretty steady since they lifted all these sanctions and maybe we got some got the supply chain moving again, but I guess not.
Guess not.
You know, that's interesting. Doesn't sound good either. And truckers shut down L.A. Freeway in protest of Biden's fuel prices. With signs airing complaints about the impact of rising fuel costs and freight brokerage, companies ripping off both customers and carriers, a group of about 10 big rigs ground traffic to a halt in Glendale, California. Stu Mandel, an aerial photojournalist from Fox LA, is the first one to report this. The nationwide quarantines of COVID-19 pandemic have seemingly alerted truckers to the critical role they play at the backbone of interstate commerce and how they are often left out of the minds of those that depend on them. Earlier this year, People's Convoy truckers fed up with vaccination mandates left parts of Maryland, Virginia, D.C., highways, and gridlock traffic for weeks after being inspired by Canadian protests called the Freedom Convoy. Some of the big rigs pulled to the side of the road later Friday morning, following allowing traffic to resume. Still, questions remain. Will this show of discontent and desperation inspire other truckers to take similar action? How long had this protest been planned? Have the truckers appointed a spokesperson to further elaborate on their grievances? That's a good question, folks. Truckers may be slowing down, but if trucks don't move, you don't eat. It's just that easy.
We'll be right back. We're heading in break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Survival brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You know, we were talking during the break, and I says, yeah, I bet everybody missed the Biden administration is launching a $6 billion effort to save nuclear power plants at risk of closing. So it's not to build new ones. We got to help those that are already closing, citing the need to continue nuclear energy as a carbon-free source of power. I mean, these people truly are insane, and it's a free source of power that helps to combat climate change. These people are insane.
Yes, they are. They truly are.
So owners or operators of these reactors that are expected to shut down for economic reasons, hey, they can apply for funding to avoid closing prematurely. The first round of awards will prioritize reactors that have already announced plans to close. Then there's going to be a second round that will be opened up more economically at risk facilities. The program was funded through Biden's $1 trillion infrastructure deal that he signed in November. So that was one of the things that was in there that our politicians didn't read.
Well, I was talking during the break, and I was going to buy a brand new Dodge Ram Longhorn. They start out about probably 50,000, go up to over 100. So why not buy one of those? Give you a place to live in. Don't worry about it. Just live in the thing.
Yeah, there you go.
And you get zero financing for 72 months, 6 years. 0% financing. So jump on it. This, in a way, is definitely some good news, I think. Disney has lost $34 billion in value since embarking on culture war with Florida. And I say, hey, man, Disney market cap has shrunk by $34 billion since the company expressed its full-throated opposition to Florida law banning instruction of gender identity and sex orientation in public schools for kindergarten through third grade. Now, Melody, why would anyone object to not letting someone tell children from kindergarten to third grade that they can change sexes? Why would anybody object to that? I don't get it.
Why would anybody object to Georgia trying to upgrade their voting regulations or their voting? There's no reason to object. They're trying to improve it.
I mean, I like to say that somebody did. I would like to shake his hand for that. I really would. But to know that a company the size of Disney that owns a lot of other media stations are saying we should teach our kindergarten through third grade they can change sexes and help them understand. We can put them on hormone depressing drugs, whatever, and suppressing drugs, and get them started on that at kindergarten. Wow, and they're upset about that. I say forget it. I hope they go broke. I really do. I mean, they've been their own free country, their own sovereign nation now for 50 years. So there you go.
I know.
Let them suffer the consequences. It's about time somebody started fighting back on these issues.
Yeah, and but the sad BBC, thing is, Butch, but the sad thing, Butch, is they're going to blame DeSantis for doing such a terrible thing, and the whole issue of why he's doing what he's doing is just going to become mute. That's unfortunate.
You could be very well right on that. I hope his state, though, as a whole, stand behind him and then let that happen. We'll soon
state
see.
Well, I'm talking about the rest of the country.
Well, I don't think you're too worried about that. I don't think the Florida. If he's independent, I think he is. He's not going to be too concerned about that.
Well, the rest of the country can have influences, though, in that area. But anyway.
We'll see what happens. I know a lot of people that had memberships with Disneyland or Disney, whatever, Disney World, has canceled their reservations. They're no longer going. So that's a good start.
Yes, it is.
But BBC lauds implantable microchip wallet. This is totally normal. The BBC reporting on people getting implanted microchips in the arms in order to buy things. Now, this is just the beginning, folks. The article reads like an advert for the company Walletmore, which is offering to put the chips literally in people's hands for just $300. What a deal. The implant can be used to pay for a drink on the beach in Rio, a coffee in New York, a haircut in Paris, or its local grocery store, says founder and chief executive Wojciech Paprota. It can be used wherever contactless payments are accepted. Isn't that a bit weird, invasive, and a massive step down the road to a dystopian hellscape? No, not at all. Mr. Pullman says he doesn't have any of these worries. Chip implants contain the same kind of technology that people use on a daily basis, he says, from key fobs to unlock doors, public transit cards to like the London Oyster card, or bank cards with contactless payment function. RFID chips are used in pets to identify them when they're lost, he says. So this is true. He's telling the truth. And it's getting people used to the idea of doing this to themselves. The cell phone is a big part of that, obviously. You can pay bills now with your cell phone. Just get the right app, and you can do it all. And, of course, it's all private. No one ever tracks you, traces you, monitors you. You're totally a free individual. You're living in a free society. These things will never be used to hurt you in any way. No. So why not go ahead and get the chip in your hand or in your arm, whatever? Why not go ahead and do it? Why not go ahead and put it into the beast system? I mean, it is cool. I mean,
look how lazy I'm becoming. Yeah, look how lazy I'm becoming. Now all I have to do is put my hand up there. I can multitask
and
now.
Amazon now has Palm Pay. You know that? They now have Palm Pay. You know, I mean, this is being rolled out little bit. Matter of fact, Walmart talked about it years ago. They actually had a palm reader used to have on their checkout counter for a while. You see it there. And it's no longer there, but it was there for a while. So this has not been something new. It's been talked about for years, and they're easing the ignorance melody through a lot of different technologies that I just read to you. They put them in our dogs. Good idea. We can find our pet. They put them in our phones. We can do certain things in our phones. We can pay our bills with our phone. Isn't that right near your hand anyway?
Yes, it is.
And you can lose your phone. If you lose your hand, you're really in trouble. So whatever the way you say.
I'm going to bring up Twitter one more. Can I bring up Twitter one more time?
Yeah, sure you can. Your program.
This is real quick. I just saw the statement from Elon Musk, and he talks about, you know, the free speech. Everybody's plotting this, and Twitter is the digital town square where matter. But he also sent a statement that it just kind of put the hairs up on the back of my neck. I also want to make Twitter better than ever by enhancing the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust, defeating the spam bots, and authenticating all humans. You know, to me, that's a creepy statement. Understand where his mind is in technology and what he would probably, I mean, he backs implanting these things in people. He supports all that, but authenticating, how do you authenticate all humans? All humans. Yes. Not just those that are participating in Twitter.
All humans.
I don't know. I thought that was creepy.
It is creepy. And it's like Dr. Atari said, we can now hack people for the first time in history.
Yep.
They're going to be able to hack people. I thought you hacked computers, hacked bank accounts.
Yeah.
What's that saying? Hey, they control everybody? They can hack you. Folks, please, we got to think about these things. Every time we give up responsibility, we lose a right. We got to understand that. This next article I want to share because I think it's absurd. And vegetarians are really lauding this. Don't have a cow. Boston startup developing cow-free Unreal milk. Now listen to this. Milk lovers may soon be able to drink cow's milk and hold the cow, thanks to a startup that is successfully producing the beverage with just the animal cells. Now, wait a minute. Are the cells mineral, vegetable, or animal? What are they, Melody?
Is it in kindergarten yet?
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's see. If it's animal cells, then it must not be vegan, vegetarian. I figured that out when I read the first sentence. See, you're right. I'm one of the brightest bulbs. But anyway, Boston Startup Brown Foods has created Unreal Milk, a cow-free alternative with the same nutritional profile, taste, and texture as milk produced from the mammary glands of cows. Having struggled with dairy, being a vegetarian throughout my life, with additional concerns with milk when we got pregnant and had our first baby, I'm thrilled to embark on this mission to recreate dairy with Brown's Food CEO Sohail Gupta wrote in a LinkedIn post. Unreal Milk has yet to hit the markets, but Brown Foods already has plans to develop butter and ice cream using its cow-free milk. But they do use animal cells. They use cow cells, but not the animal.
But duh. If you're eating animal cells...
Duh!
But I mean, what does that do to your body?
I agree. But how's that vegetarian?
Oh, I know.
Maybe I'm just oversimple here. Maybe I just am.
Well, I know, but just like abortions, okay? It's not a human being until it's born. So maybe that's, even though it's, maybe that's how they're drawing the line too.
I don't know.
It's not born yet, so it's not a cow. It's just a cell.
It's just a blob of tissue. Don't worry about it. Scott Morrison says Chinese military base in Solomon Islands would be a red line for Australia and U.S. Now, let's read this and I'll make comments here. Scott Morrison says China building a military base on Solomon Islands would be the red line for Australia and the United States, but did not say how Australia would respond if it happened. There are concerns about a recently signed security agreement between China and Solomon Islands that it would get... And what it could mean for Australia and other Pacific countries, including if China uses the deal to expand its military presence to the region. This is a shared concern, not just Australian. This is Australia and regional governments, particularly places like Fiji, Papua New Guinea, Mr. Morrison said. Working together with our partners in New Zealand and, of course, in the United States, I share the same red line that the United States has when it comes to these issues. We won't be having Chinese military and naval bases in a region or a doorstep. Oh, if that ain't the pot calling the kettle black. We pushed NATO right up to the Russian border, and we got mad because he said no. But now we won't let China come in the Pacific Islands because that's on our border, right, Melody? That's on America's border. That's right next to Canada, Mexico, obviously. So that's why we let this happen. This is insane. Who do we think we are that we can tell Russia we're going to shove people right up your nose, and don't you dare come anywhere near us? Is this hypocritical, to say the least?
Yeah, well, you said the better word. It's insane.
It is insane. It is insane. I mean, I just talked to a guy yesterday, a very nice gentleman. How can Russia kill those innocent people, the children? I said, you probably don't know the whole story because you're watching ABC. You might want to check in what's going on behind the scenes and how they were forced into this so-called war. And I explained some things to him. I don't know if you're a god or not, but I explained some things to him. And now we have Australia saying they're not going to tolerate China having a base in the Solomon Islands, and the U.S. won't either. But we're pushing people all around Russia, and we really think that we're going to get by this. I don't think so. What do you think?
Somewhere there's going to be a line that's drawn, and there's no going back.
Well, I'm afraid that we're walking right into this. I think we're being walked right into this, step by step into a war that no one will win. No one will win. Could this be a way of reducing population by a couple billion people? Absolutely it could be. Not just in a original attack, but years later with radiation and fallout. Absolutely, okay. Folks, it could work very well. And I won't go into this very deep here in that time, but Chinese stocks, yuan, and commodities crash in COVID plunges country in the darkest moment in decades. And it said Beijing stores are panic buying in the stores because they're afraid they're going to be locked down like Shanghai was. Whether this is really happening or not, according to this article, the yuan is dropped, the market's down, and maybe this is true. Maybe it's really happening that way. But whatever, I do know that when nations start getting hungry and scared, wars can happen. Only the first time it's happened, it can happen again. You can comment, Melody, about that time. Anything you want to say on that?
No, I think that's you said enough. Said everything.
I said everything. Well, good. That's just the way it is. And one final thing I'll say then. 7,500% increase in recorded case of cancer following COVID-19 vaccines. Now, this is not made up. 7,500% increase. Dr. Sherry Timpany said by the end of this year, everyone got the vaccine will probably have full-blown AIDS. That's Dr. Sherry Timpany, not me. And I respect that lady very, very much. I truly do. So we're seeing things come out now, folks, that's going to hurt this country even further. You better be called Melody as soon as you can and making some decisions and protecting your family. Melody, you go ahead and wrap it up.
Oh, well, thank you. 1-800-375-4188. Give us a call here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. It was a great program, Butch. And we will be returning Wednesday. And I guess we're out of time. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.